Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. How do you trust? I mean, properly. That kind of trust where you fully let go and you just know that things are going to work out absolutely fine. There comes times in our lives where we are really needing a result. I say that through gritted teeth, you know, needing. So you can probably feel the energy that comes through just that one word. And I promise you, when you feel that way, that is the ideal time to be just letting go. But it's not that easy. I've been there. I've seen many people close to me be in that headspace. And so today we're going to explore what it means to truly trust, why it's important to let go, because it can be really hard when we pin all of our hopes on certain scenarios going a certain way. We are manifesting all the time. If the word manifesting seems weird to you, if it seems very alternative to you, it's something that I definitely urge you to have a think about. What does it really mean? What are those reservations that you have to the word manifest? Because it is, one thing is very true. The law of attraction is a law. And what we vibe, we attract. So letting go is the best way to vibe in the most peaceful way. And that's what we're going to be discussing in today's episode. So stay tuned and here we go. I think it's best to start with a brief little look at the law of attraction. If your head is still spinning about this particular law, I hear you. I have been looking into the law of attraction, trying to get my head around it, trying to learn the concept for years now, and I'm still a student of the law of attraction, that's for sure. Years and years ago, though, when I heard the concept, my first thought, I mean, this is, I don't know, it feels embarrassing, but my first thought was, well, I'm great at attracting the bad stuff, aren't I? How do you become good at attracting the good stuff? My goodness. So, definitely not the right vibe that you want to have. I never actually watched the movie The Secret. That was very, very popular. In fact, I watched The Secret for the first time, like only weeks ago, because I heard someone talk about it being on Netflix and I was like, oh my God, I have wanted to watch that show for ages. And watching The Secret now, knowing what I know about the law of attraction, I don't know, it was a really good beginner's view at what it means. But I don't know, it was a little bit poxy, in my opinion. I'm sure there's many fans, but I just thought, oh, you know, when they're talking about, oh, and you want $1,000, you just think about it, and then these little whoop whoop type like rings come off the person and vibe out, and all of a sudden there's $1,000 there. I thought, oh God, how many people would have watched that? God, when did it come out? Like back in early 2000s? I don't even know. And yeah, how many people would have watched that and gone, oh, well, where's my $1,000 or where's my red sports car or, you know? Because in this time, the main thing that has stuck out for me is that what you feel, you attract. So it's a lot more than just thinking about something. And thinking about something can be tricky because when you're thinking about wanting something in your life, something very specific, it becomes very easy to think about it with a bit of desperation. Thinking about it, knowing full well that you ain't got it. And in particular, when it's something that you are pinning all your hopes on, then that can be very hard to vibe highly with when you keep looking around thinking, oh my gosh, if this thing doesn't come soon, I'm screwed, basically. So, in a movie like The Secret, I do notice that they speak about feeling that you've got something, and that is definitely an important piece. But this is the information I've had to sift through this whole time to come to that realization that it's not about feeling like you've got a sports car. I mean, it helps to do a bit of visualization. I mean, look, the amount of data out there that would suggest, you know, with sports stars and everything, when they're visualizing the win, when they're feeling the win, when they're looking at, you know, the crowd go wild, and that's what helps them to manifest their success and the win. The part that I think isn't described well enough is feeling all the essences of what it is that you want. So, if it was that you did, in fact, want a red sports car, well done, good on you. It's not just about feeling what it's like to drive out of your driveway driving this car, because there can be real conflicting feelings when you're sitting there going, oh, that would be lovely, but I'm still sitting in my Datsun. This is not cool. But it's all the essences. I mean, we're up to episode 4 now. I probably say the word essence in each and every episode that I've had so far. But what are the essences of what you want to manifest? So if it is the red sports car, it's not just that feeling of driving out the driveway, as I said, it's that beautiful safety of having a nice, reliable car. You want to feel that pride of when, hey, maybe you get a bit of a, you know, bit of notice from people, a few heads turning. You want to feel the joy of what it's like to drive it. Feel the happiness of knowing that it's out there in your garage. Feel ease and peace, knowing that you were able to buy this car at an affordable price with some sort of setup that is fine. You know, you're not putting yourself in any form of hardship or debt or anything that comes with buying this car. You just need to feel into that ease. Feel the excitement of showing your friends. Yes, feel the adrenaline of pumping that engine. And once you realize all of those essences that are going to help you, it's now time to forget the car in that picture altogether. Can you believe that? They don't tell me to do that in The Secret. They say keep thinking about the car, right? But no, because when we put too much emphasis on a specific thing in this phase of manifesting, I'm not saying you don't get to get the car, but when you put too much emphasis on that exact thing, you are locking yourself in. You are locking yourself into a plan. And the universe doesn't always plan things out the way that you do. This is where we can end up disappointed. This is where we can be like, woe is me. I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't get my red sports car. But once you start feeling those essences, everything starts shifting around you to bring you those essences. And what the universe delivers, I mean, it will deliver. It'll deliver those essences, that feeling of safety, excitement, joy, pride, all of those things will come, but it may not be the exact red sports car that you were thinking. And that can be hard because our ego, our mind, I talk about ego, you know, thinking with your head, thinking with your heart in episode 2, what is alignment? So go back and listen to those ones if you need a little bit of a heads up on what ego can do. Our ego is the one that likes to think in a linear fashion. So we go from A to B. There's no scenic journey here. So I want the red sports car. So that's what I'm going to get. And when we lock ourselves into that type of feeling, then that is where it's very obvious. Hey, I'm doubting, like, I haven't got the exact thing that I wanted, right? That's what kills our vibe. To manifest things, we need to energetically match with the vibe of what it is that we're trying to achieve. Little things can seem easy because little things, you know, we can easily vibe at that level. It's the bigger things, the bigger life choices, getting the new job, getting the new car, manifesting a beautiful house, just manifesting a lifestyle that you feel worthy of. Now that can be hard. It can be harder if you're not understanding the essences that are going to go in to having that thing that you want. And then once you understand those things that you want, the essences, that is the time where the universe would ask you to just trust and let go. Letting go is the hardest piece of that puzzle. So here I am telling you, think about what you want and then forget about it, right? It's like, but what? I can't just forget about it. I need it. I want it. Whatever. Things are riding on it. But what I'm really saying is cut the energetic weight that you're going to put behind this desire. Remember, when you're on a journey of discovery, when you decide to yourself, I really want to learn about a certain concept or whatever it is in life, just be really open to hearing all the messengers that come forward. For me, just from the start of this year, actually, I was on Audible and I saw a book called Advanced Energy Anatomy by author Carolyn Mace. I'm not actually sure if this is a paper copy book. I could be wrong. I probably should look into it more if I'm speaking about it on a podcast. But I know that in this particular Audible book, Advanced Energy Anatomy, Carolyn Mace, she's doing a series of talks. You could hear it's talks because there's people sort of, you know, and laughing in the background every so often. I am a huge Carolyn Mace fan. So I highly recommend that you look into her work if you're in the mood for a bit of brain spin, both spiritually and energetically. But the best thing that I heard her say multiple times throughout these two books that I've listened to is that the more weight you put on a situation, and that is weight. The more weight you put into a situation, the more energetic weight, the longer the wait. Wait. I mean, isn't that just amazing? I was like, yes. So that totally feeds into the need that I'm speaking about, the need to just let go. Because letting go just dissolves all weight, all of that weight. When desires pop up, there is a playful energy to it. You know, I love my tarot, so I'm just envisioning all of the number one cards coming up, you know, just that birth of an idea, that playful energy that, you know, you perhaps it is your mind, but, you know, you have an idea and you have excitement. But then you start planning it, right? You start putting time frames on it. You start planning other events that are going to coincide with this specific thing being a part of your life already. And then if it doesn't happen, whether you're aware of it or not, you know, how energetically evolved are you, you know, whatever, whether you're aware of it or not, suddenly you start getting some form of heaviness filling you about this desire, about this situation. This is where I realized that the law of attraction is absolutely not something that's just linked to one specific desire. It's linked to the vibe that you throw out at all times. So all areas of you need to be rising up. And the vibe of having the thing needs to come into your world immediately for you to be able to manifest it. So coming back to the sports car, you know, you want it to make you feel happy? You need to start feeling happy now. You want to feel pride? Well, find things in your life to be proud of right now. You want to show off things with excitement? Bring excitement into your life right now. Because the universe is trying to match you with what you are sending out right now. And if you aren't matching that red sports car, it's going to be delayed. There is going to be a wait, a W-A-I-T, wait. I can't emphasize how important this is for you. Because when we allow ourselves to desire something and we're not getting any little gems, any little lollies with those essences that are required to have the thing in this period of time, this is where the desperation kicks in. You know, you're waiting for this thing to solve all of your problems. You've got nothing else to keep you going. No joy, no excitement, no happiness, no pride. All you're going to be able to focus on is the fact that you don't have the thing. And that's where we can become obsessive. You start thinking about it every day as your ticket out, your ticket to happiness, ticket to whatever. It's just a ticket that's not this. It's not right now. That is something that is much, much better than what I have right now. So now that we know all of this, put it all together, how do we let go properly? Well, we know that the law of attraction says that you need to feel like you've already got it, but hopefully you now can understand that you got to feel like the essences of what you want are already there. If you were to feel the essences of what you want on a day-to-day basis, It is so much easier to let go of the outcome. If you allowed that into your life, you might even realize that you don't even need the thing that you were trying to manifest in the first place. Who knows? Another thing that helps with this, that raising of your vibration, is gratitude. Being grateful every single day, multiple times a day, if you can be mindful enough. For a good solid year, I kind of dropped off it because my journaling practice went berserk. So I guess I was writing about gratitude every day anyways, but for a good solid year, I actually bought a beautiful gratitude journal. And every night before bed, I wrote in it. Gratitude journal seems beautiful, like it seems so easy. And when you've got multiple things in your life to be grateful for, then it's great, you know. I found the interesting challenge of a gratitude journal was finding things to be grateful for when you weren't feeling that energetically good. Or when you really were struggling, you know, maybe in those periods of times where I got sick throughout the year or things were really going badly, maybe in my mind. You know, those were the times where having a forced habit where you're like, yes, I will find something to be grateful for. You know, all of those little pieces are there to raise your vibe and just to help you to release and let go. If being in your head is too much, then perhaps something like a regular meditation practice could help you. I promise you, meditation, you know, we're sure to talk about this in future episodes because it's something that I come and go from all the time. But even my husband, he's sort of started getting into meditation very, very minimally. We were having a conversation the other day about it, though, and he said, you know, when you can actually do it, you feel really good for it. And meditation is a way to disconnect from yourself, disconnect from your ego, from your mind and what it's telling you to do all the time, every day. And enter a different realm. And before you discount it, seriously, there are wonderful, short, little meditations. If you think, oh, my mind can't sit there for an hour, it's fine. Short, little meditations. Maybe they only go for 5 to 10 minutes. They can be just as effective. And it really does help when you are in that state of holding on to something. You just can't let it go. Meditation will clear that energy and help you to feel at peace, even if only briefly. The more and more you do it, the more you're going to raise your vibration to match anything that you're trying to attract. And probably the other way that I've been able to let go of outcomes in the past, when I've been very much obsessed with achieving a goal or having something play out in the exact way that I thought that it should, is to actually start searching for something else. Perhaps it does mean that you use that time where you'd be stewing to take up a hobby. Do something for yourself. Practice some self-care. Anything that it takes for you to feel good. If your thing, if your issue that you're having is trying to control something or a situation, why don't you go off and take part in something that you don't have any control over? Like, go do a gym class. Go and do something like yoga. Is there a craft class or art class or something you can go off and do and become a part of Be creative. Use your energy to be creative as opposed to being obsessive. I promise you, that can bring you so much joy, if not just a little bit of time out from obsessing over the thing. Like, if you're going to be obsessed with anything, be obsessed with something that's good for you. And then you might start to realize that you're not thinking about the outcome of what it is that you're trying to manifest. And it's in those moments, I've seen it so many times, and you probably know this too, when you let go, the thing that you want actually comes to you. If I ever get into these patterns these days, all I have to do is look at my son, and it's a good reminder to just let things flow. Sadly, I guess, when my husband and I decided to try for children, it wasn't happening. And I can look back now and I know it was not a case of fertility issues. There was nothing wrong in that department, but it was just the amount of energetic weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, weight, that I was putting on starting a family, having our baby, you know, moving on from my job, becoming a mom, all of those things. Oh my goodness. I was trying to control it from every second, you know, that went by every single day, you know, that need to go, right, you know, we've got to get pregnant, we've got to have a baby, we've got to start our family, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And it really took a terrible toll at the time, you know, and, you know, a whole year went by, there were troubles, you know, I fell pregnant and then I lost the baby and, you know, so again, that blow, that desperation, you know, terrible, of course, nothing to sort of just throw away, I know that much. But honestly, I am being so straight up with you right now. When I got to that point where I let go, there was a moment in time where I just went, you know what? I'm going to start taking care of myself. I actually signed up to a yoga studio to start, you know, doing a regular yoga practice. And I started to feel good and just take care of my body better. I mean, I thought I was, but I was taking care of it in a controlling way. You know, what's the best thing I can do to be fertile and fall pregnant? But it was a moment where I went, oh, stuff this. I'm just going to do this, these things now for me. And seriously, that next month, we fell pregnant. And my son was born, you know, 9 months later. That is what letting go is all about, true letting go. If you feel like you're going to have trouble with letting go of something that you've been holding on to, an outcome that you believe is the way, all you need to do is ask your angels for help. Do you realize just saying something as simple as, thank you, angels, for helping me to let go of this, to help me surrender, or I surrender this whole situation over to you right now. Thank you so much. That's all you need to say. Just try it. You might actually feel the energetic weight lifting from your shoulders. Practice that regularly in all facets of your life. And don't hold any expectations about how things are going to turn out. It's wonderful to have desires. We spoke about that in the last episode about being the best version of yourself. You know, you wouldn't have ideas and inspirations come to you if they weren't meant to be on your path. So that's a good thing. Embrace your desires, but don't hold too much weight towards them when it comes to the actual outcome and the actual manifestation. This is all about knowing, loving, and accepting yourself. Accepting the process is going to be what it is. And of course, when you really, truly know, love, and accept yourself and all that you put yourself through, this is where life becomes sparkly. And you get to manifest the beautiful desires that you deserve. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?